What it is our special needs shelters. Those are the shelters that are for people who are medically dependent upon oxygen. Those people who, if the power goes out, their life would be in jeopardy. We have special needs shelters that are guaranteed not to lose power. So it's really a backup for safety shelter rather than staying at home.
Okay, so a person would come with their own special equipment that they use on a day-to-day basis, but they would be going to a shelter that is prepared to definitely not lose power.
Right. Not only won't it lose power, but we also have medical staff in the shelter. Should something happen during the storm, there will be assistance there during that time. But yes, they do need to bring their own equipment. We will pick them up from their home, take them to the shelter, and then when the storm is over, we actually have someone check their home to make sure it's safe before we take them back home.
That is a great service. Now, what is the number of people you've typically had on this special registration list?
The numbers vary. Our numbers are actually declining. When I first took the position in 2013, the registry for 2012 was like 2,000. Last year's registration was about 1,000. So what's happening is you have your normal attrition due to deaths, people moving, people going from home into nursing homes. We expect that. But the biggest problem I feel is complacency. We haven't had a storm, so people don't really feel the need to be prepared. So they wait until something's coming, and then suddenly it's, oh, maybe I better do this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if your name is on the list, then what is the first thing that happens? If, assuming you sign up ahead, does somebody contact you? And
the way the process works is they fill out a form. It comes to me. I enter it into the database. The form then leaves my hands and goes to the Department of Health to be triaged by a nurse. That nurse determines whether they actually need to be in a special needs shelter or whether they can go to one of our regular shelters. Then they send the form back to me. At that point, I will send our registrants a confirmation letter. Now, should a storm actually come, everyone that's in that database, that's in the zone that we're evacuating, they will receive a phone call from the Department of Health confirming that they do want to evacuate. Then they'll receive another phone call from their transportation provider letting them know what time to expect to be picked up.
Okay. So if I signed up last year, am I all set?
No. The registry by state mandate must be done each year. And that's another reason from low numbers. A lot of people do it 1 year and assume that they're still in there and they forget that they have to re-register, even though we send out reminders.
And can a family person come with someone to the shelter?
Yes, not only can a family member come to them with them, we actually require or request that they bring their caretakers with them. So whatever needs that caretaker provides for them in the home, they should also come and provide that same service for them in the shelter.